Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Norley Simai, as a schus for Zivik Yaakov Aram and Rochel, before Shlema Leviyov and Sora, Mordechem and Sora, and Vivi Nishmas, Malkabas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Yom Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Elisha Gittel Basar Rav Eliezer Munech. We're always looking for opportunities to strengthen our bitochon. That's really what this gathering has been all about. It's a number of years already that we're doing this. I must admit that there may be some repetition, which could be justified in the sense of making a kinyan on something. It's not just hearing it and or speaking about it or reading about it or just one encounter with it. But it's repetition and that creates a deeper rooted sense of mission and what has to be accomplished. Anyway, but one of the most powerful tools that we find that we can use to develop bitochen is poshet the davening, because we repeat it every day. Shmoneh Esrei is three times a day, and whether it's Pesukei Dezimra is in the morning and Birchas Kriyat Shema in the morning and the night, different Nuschois. There are so many opportunities that we have to strengthen our Bitochen, the repetition again and again and again. So I would like to focus maybe with the time available to us on one or two that I think can be very helpful. It seems to me that the Brocha of Al HaTzadikim is full of insight and emotion and opportunity to develop our bitochen. We ask Hashem, we say, Al HaSadikim, Al HaSidim, Al Zikri Amcho Beis Yisroel, Al Pleta Sefreim, Al Gerei Tzedek, Yoleinu, and all of the above, all of the Tzadikim and Gerei Tzedek and Hasidim and so forth, the great people, the good people, and Yoleinu and us. What? About us, what on us, what? Yehemu rachamecho Hashem elikeinu. Evoke on us your rachamim. We ask Hashem to evoke, to arouse an additional measure of rachamim on all of the good people, including ourselves. Now, of course, good people, tzaddikim, the Sheir Samcha Beis Yisroel, Pleita Sufreim, Gerei Tzedek, people that are very worthy and very deserving, ve'olenu, to whatever degree we're also deserving, and if we're not deserving, we should also be included. We ask Hashem to evoke, to arouse special rachamim, to have rachamim on us. What do we ask Him in the wake of this arousal of rachamim? Now there's a greater rachmi d'shmaya that's been invoked and hopefully evoked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then we say, we ask you, Hashem, give good reward to those who truly put their trust in you. With the truth. That means the ultimate. That means real bitocha. That means true bitocha. Not, I told, but I, like Rabbi Saul Salanta says, I have bitocha, but I'll get the 10,000, but I'm willing to settle for half. Real bitochen, alashim chobemes. And what does that need? That needs rachamim. What does that say? What that says that the way it seems that the system with which Hashem responds to the balei bitochen is avrachmonis. Look, he's trusting me. Trusting me usually means nobody else to turn to. That's part of bitochen. I have a tzora. I need help. I'm hoping that you will help me, and I'm trusting that you will help me. Trusting means something within me, because I know of your rachamim, because I know of your chesed, something within me just announces Hashem's going to help me. I just feel it. I feel it. It's not intellectual. Intellectually, I don't know. Maybe I don't deserve it. But emotionally, knowing Hashem's rachamim, knowing that He's yemu rachamecho, knowing that He's vani b'chastucho b'tachti. So something just makes me, I just feel it. And we ask Hashem those people you should have rachmanis on them and respond, saying socher toiv, give good, do reward, good reward, l'chol ha'boitchem shimcha be'emes. And the rachamim is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, because Sarachmonis is counting on me. He has no one else to turn to. He really is relying on me to the exclusion of anything else. He's not relying on his wealth. He's not relying on his strength. He's not relying on his connections. He's not relying on anything else, only on me. Oh, yeah, Sarachmonis. Have Rachmonis. Of course, it's Rachmonis. A person waiting and waiting and waiting for me, and no other alternative, no other hope, no other thought. Only me. I'm going to let him down. So we say, Yevon Rachamecho, same Socher Toiv. But then we say something also very beautiful. V'sim chelkeinu imohem. Put our chelik with him. What's our chelik? We're not necessarily the boitchem b'shimcha be'emes. We're a lower level of bitochen. Maybe we have the lowest level of bitochen. We just know there's no mikra, there's no accidents. Everything Hashem does is for the good. I have no idea what's going to happen. And I'm not happy about it not happening my way, but I accept it. I know a mikra lefono. Or maybe the next level where I'm not sure. I really don't know anything about the future, but I refuse to lose hope. I refuse to lose hope. I'm going to continue hoping and awaiting the Yeshua. So v'sim chelkeinu imohem, we who are not the full balei bitochen, not the bitochen be'emes, sim chelkeinu imohem lo'olam, always. With these great people that you have rachmonis, when you have rachmonis on them, have rachmonis on us too. We may not be the boitchem b'shimcha be'emes, but we have a certain measure of bitochen. We have a certain hope. We have a certain realization and conviction that it comes from you. We're waiting. We're connected. We know the address. We know where to look. B'simcha kelim mohem lo'olam, v'lo'i nevo ishki b'cho b'tochen. And we shouldn't be embarrassed because we put our trust in him, in you. Because even though our trust is not shbeitchem b'shimcha be'emes, it's not on the highest level. It definitely is not on the highest level. We're not beitchem b'shimcha be'emes. That's true. But beitchem b'shimcha to a lower extent, a lower level of the midas habitochen, maybe the mikra lefonov, maybe the hope, kivoy, not sure what's going to happen, but I'm hoping and I don't give up hope. So we ask Hashem, and here, I believe, comes another chizuk in bitochen, because a person sometimes wants, I have bitochen, but like, how does that work? What am I accomplishing? Oh, well, Hashem will have rachmanis. Okay, that's something. But is there anything else? Is there something that I could feel that if I have bitochen, I could understand rationally why Hashem is not going to let me down? That might be helpful. Might be helpful in developing the bitochen. If I had the more we understand about things, the more we can get into it, the more we can feel it and appreciate it and work on it. Maybe the pshat is loy neboish ki bocho bitochen. David HaMelech said in Kapitel Chofei Elokai bo tachti alei voisha, I trust you. Don't let me be embarrassed. The second pasuk says, "Gam kol koyvecho beivoshu." Even those that don't have the ultimate bitochen, this is what Rav Avrom Menamoch points out. Koyvecho, they hope, even though they're not on the highest level, lo yevoshu. Maybe the pshat is like this: what a busha! I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He's not answering me. What are people going to think? Even without people, I feel. I feel so embarrassing. I'm trying. I'm counting on him. What am I, naive? What am I, foolish? What am I, what's wrong? When we put our trust in you, we know, number one, you have rachmanis, and maybe the rachmanis is also because of the busha. I don't know. It could be separate, it could be together, it could be both. But if we trust you and you don't deliver for us, so to speak, so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. It's so painful. It's so embarrassing. So we say, don't let us be embarrassed with that bitochen that we have. And I believe that this brocha, if we pay attention, then we say, it's brocha to Hashem, you're the mekir ha-brochas, mishon, the one that we lean on, that's any form of bitochen, I guess, umivtoch, and the one whom we trust, but tzaddikim, and Meforshim do say that tzaddikim, anyone who has mustered a certain level of bitochen and Hashem, since that's so critical, since that's what the Goyin says is the ikar of giving the Torah, was that we should have bitochen. He deserved to be called a tzaddik. So mishon u'mivtoch, you're the supporter, and you're the one, the trustworthy one of the tzaddikim, and that can help us to strengthen our bitochen. I just want to add one thought to that. That when we say Moedim, the last line of the Moedim can also be very powerful in helping us bitochen. We say Hashem is Hatoiv, the good one, Kilo Cholu Rachamecho, who never withholds his Rachamim. This Rachamim that we ask for, this Rachamim that we count on, this Rachamim that he would respond to our bitochen, never Lo Cholu Rachamecho, the Hamerachim, and he's the Merachim, Kilo Samu Chasudecho, and there's no end. His chesed never ceases. His rachmonis is never withheld. It's always there. It's always forthcoming. And his chesed never ceases. Me'olam kivinu loch. We have always trusted in you. And that's really the basis for our trust. The level of trust here is kivinu, not even talking about the highest level. But this kivui, why do we always hope to you? Because your rachamim is never withheld. And your chesed never ends. So of course, there's every reason in the world to hope to you that you will respond to our trust, to our situation, and bring the bitochen that we show, that we exhibit, to a fruition of actual the fulfillment of the desires of our hearts. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help, and Bifrat, this week is Tu B'Av, and time which is mesugal for shiduchim, and so many in need of shiduchim, and the koyach of bitochen can accomplish amazing things, and we have the ability to have bitochen for others, because we know we say tehillim, which is mostly a strengthening of bitochen. Often the kapitel that we say don't have any bakoshes. And then we should make mishaberach that somebody should have with wishlema. Why? Because we said tilim. But the tilim didn't ask anything. The Torah says the tilim was not about asking. Mishaberach is the request. The tilim is about strengthening our bitochen. And when we strengthen our bitochen, it can have hashpah on others as well. So we should have strength in bitochen that people that are in the shiduchim situation and that need a zivuk, that this week especially Tu B'Av, and always we should not only with through our tefillas but strengthen our bitochen that our Kodesh Baruch Hu should have rachmonis and the same socher toiv uchal abrit chamishim uchal be'emes the simcha el keinu imoim lo inevo ishkivu chobotochen. Kane here on scene.